It's just a tribute to the work of my father, who maintained our culture, our lifestyle, our way of life, and tried to ensure that the good order and good government of our people will soon be realized. Tonight's topic was advertised, and I wasn't too sure what I was going to be talking about until my executive assistant, who's here tonight, told me that the cable network is advertised to be talking about the old Sydney Reserve, the Gundariktuk, or at the Rock, the old reserve. And this has been a topic for UCCB students, especially from our own reserve, and a countless number of papers have been done on it, so I'm not going to repeat some of their findings. Probably I'll just make references to it. But I'd like to pay a tribute to my father. This is something I haven't done before. This is the first time, I think, that I've had enough gumption that I proceed with trepidation that I did not know my father that well. But I do think that I knew enough of him to appreciate the trials and tribulations he went through. The ignorance he tried to beat down in courts is evidenced by some of the cases that he dealt with involving the Grand Chief. And he also was in the midst of that relocation. That's a nice polite word, relocation. It's a downright removal of our people from the King's Road Reserve. I'll make a mention of that later on. I do remember a bit about my father taking off for a week at a time, 2 weeks, because transportation at that time was not all that expedient. And he had to raise money to go by train. And I and some of the youth and member two had to sell these little cards called North American Indian Brotherhood cards. And he was the president of the North American Indian Brotherhood.